Now, back home, the government is coming to the end of its term, whenever the election is, whether it's weeks or months away. And last night, the mammoth bill to overhaul the planning system and bring long-awaited reforms to planning and development in this country passed in the Dáil, although the opposition were not happy with the shortened debate, the guillotine, as it's referred to. So will these new planning laws work better than the old ones? Will planning decisions be faster, simpler and fair? And will this help tackle our housing and infrastructure deficits? Gavin Lawler is president of the Irish Planning Institute. Well, it's certainly a big beast, isn't it, Gavin Lawler? 900 pages, I think, the third largest piece of legislation in Irish history. What's your assessment of it?
Well, thank you for having me on this morning. It is, as you say, a very, very comprehensive, but also very, very complex piece of legislation. It seeks to bring together all of the amendments that have happened since 2000, since the 2000 Act came in, which was the last time we overhauled our planning system. So it is a very complex situation, very complex mm-hmm. piece of legislation. But the key to it, I think, is always going to be the resourcing of it. And that's going to be the difference between whether this legislation is successful or fails in terms of its ambition.
What do you mean in terms of resourcing? Because Minister Dara O'Brien has saying this will be transformative. There'll be changes to One Board Pleanála. There'll be a reforms process for judicial reviews. This is going to help us tackle housing and infrastructure more efficiently. Where do resources come in?
Well, you need people to implement policy, and that's what we do in the Irish Planning Institute as planners. We're the people at the coalface trying to deliver the transformative change that the Minister talks about. And if there is not enough of us to deal with all of the new ambition in the new Act, well then we won't be able to achieve what the Minister is setting out to achieve.
And in terms of the rights of people to object to planning, because this is very often, isn't it, where the delays come in and cases get, you know, delayed in the courts for a long time, and this causes delays and expense on developments if they do get the go-ahead to go ahead in the end. Do you think this bill gets it right?
I don't think it makes a huge amount of change. It tries to alter some of the bits and pieces in terms of abuse of the system. And there has been, and has been widely reported in RT Investigates, significant abuses of the planning system. The issue really is in relation to planning. It's to get around the NIMBYism piece. So we have become a nation of NIMBYs, unfortunately, that is as a result of, I think, not engaging properly in the planning system, and that's as much of the system's fault as it is the community's fault in terms of our people's fault for engaging in NIMBYism. So we have
what do you mean? In other words, that there should be much greater consultation, if you like, at earlier stages. So, well, but I mean, people will come along, and, you know, they will go to the courts, and they'll probably take this legislation to the courts as well if they can.
No doubt. But the issue is that we're not engaging with communities in terms of the plan. I'm not saying that we need more engagement. We have probably, if not definitely, the most democratic planning system in the world by far. Anybody in the world can object or raise an observation on any application in Ireland. All you need is €20. And to make your submission within 5 weeks of the lodgement of the planning application. So democracy isn't the issue in Ireland. The issue is having an informed debate with communities, informing them, making them get involved in the process earlier. Because if there's a plan adopted, mm-hmm. the plan determines what's going to happen in an area. And if communities don't engage with the plan, it's a little bit too late when somebody looks to put something that's in compliance with that plan next door to you. So, you know, the time to get involved in the process is when the plan is being made. In the new legislation, they're now going to be 10-year plans. So, you know, every 10 years, the plan will be renewed. That's very, very important in terms of strategic look ahead. But it also means that the plans are baked in for 10 years and that what it says it's going to do is going to achieve within that 10-year period.
And the big controversy, apart from the controversy over the vote being guillotined, and I think the bill came out of the Seanad with 617 amendments. Only 50 of those were considered before that vote was taken. The controversy, of course, in the debate last night about LNG storage, and this gets to the infrastructure part of this bill. And again, one of the criticisms of planning is that we haven't been able to tackle infrastructure efficiently. Will this bill make it better?
No, simply put, unless we get proper resources. And I can't emphasise that more strongly. The issue in relation to the LNG piece, again, I think it's a very small change that was made, which was to introduce LNG facilities, liquefied natural gas facilities, into the list of what's considered strategic infrastructure. Mm-hmm. That simply means that if you're going to propose an LNG facility, that you are entitled to make that application to Ombord Pannola directly as strategic infrastructure. It doesn't mean it's going to be permitted. It doesn't mean it's going to be get there any quicker. The reality of the situation is, if the board don't have resources, it doesn't matter what deadlines right. you put on them, they're not going to meet them if they don't have the people to actually do the work.
And a final question to you, seeing as how you've raised the issue of resources and the number of planners throughout this interview. As far as you know, are there plans for more resources, more planners?
The minister is in the process of preparing a ministerial action plan on resources, which I'm aware of, and which is welcomed. But I think more surprisingly and more concerning is the fact that planners actually aren't on the critical skills list. So even though we have quite a number of very well-qualified planners in the likes of Australia, New Zealand, Canada, US, just to mention a number of English-speaking nations, we can't get them easily into Ireland to work as planners because they're not on the critical skills list. And so they have to go through quite an elaborate and delayed process to work here in Ireland. And that's something we've been calling on the Minister for, I think it's Trade and Enterprise, for well over a year now. And yet again, this September, when we looked at the new list and it came out, we weren't on it as a profession. So, you know, if we're serious about resourcing, we need to make every effort possible to ensure that we have enough planners. The other thing that we could do is we could ensure that we have more planners going into planning colleges and fund planners in planning colleges more. Make it a more attractive career and make it a more attractive proposition for younger people to get involved in the profession.
Gavin Lawler, President of the Irish Planning Institute. Thank you.